Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. You can check out the podcast on wherever podcasts are found or here on St. Gabriel Radio on Saturday mornings. Friends, today we are reading from, it's just one of the best readings in all the Bible, probably, Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 30. Jesus came to Nazareth where he had grown up and went, according to his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The reading for today actually goes on a bit further, but I think that's a big enough chunk for us to bite off. You know, this is such a beautiful statement of the mission of Jesus in the world. And I want to take some time today and break it open for us, because I believe that God has something really profound to tell us here. This is one of the readings that we look to here at Damascus when we give any of our teachings as they pertain to healing, as they pertain to the healing of the heart, inner healing, that God wants to bring us freedom. It's part of his mission here, that he cares intimately about us. Listen to this. When Jesus tells us about who Jesus is, this is what he says. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to do what? To bring glad tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, to bring recovery of sight to the blind, and to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." That Jesus's mission and purpose, it all revolves around stuff he's going to do for us. Okay? What kind of stuff is he going to do? And for which of us? I want to focus on two of these beautiful and powerful statements that Jesus makes in quoting the prophet Isaiah. He sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and to let the oppressed go free. Okay? I like to say here at Damascus that this is like a healing sandwich. We've got liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and then to let the oppressed go free. There are two words here, liberty to captives and let the oppressed go free, that talks about two different types of people, those who are captive and those who are oppressed. Okay? Those words might sound similar in the way that we use them on a daily basis. Another translation for captive might be prisoner, those who are captive or imprisoned, and those who are oppressed. Jesus comes to bring freedom to both groups. What's the difference between someone who's imprisoned or captive and one who is oppressed? Well, the one who is imprisoned or captive, I would suggest to us today, may have done something to deserve captivity or imprisonment. This gospel reading is good news to us. Why? Because Jesus's mission of freedom doesn't depend on whether we are guilty or whether we carry shame or culpability for our action. He comes to bring freedom, and he comes to bring freedom to all. Okay? Jesus comes to proclaim freedom for those who have earned their captivity to sin by their own behavior, and he comes to bring freedom to those who have been victim to sin in their own life. So the good news, friends, today is whether you have made poor life choices that have set you on a poor path, or whether you've been a victim of being in the wrong place at the wrong time, surrounded by people that may have set you up for failure in a way that just isn't fair. In either scenario, Jesus's plan for your life is freedom and restoration if we would receive it. So I pray today, Lord Jesus, come and bring freedom and restoration to every heart. Come bring freedom and restoration to our families, to our prayer life. And Jesus, especially those today who might see themselves as unworthy because of the choices they've made in their life, I pray in a special way that you'll reveal to them your mercy. We pray this in Jesus' name. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.